Hello, everyone. My name is Nick Gregory, and I'm CEO and founder of the Wealth Engineering family of companies. And I'll be hosting today's PowerCast as the latest addition to our Wealth Engineering Fusion Power series. Now, we'll be taking a Reader's Digest approach to a very expansive topic as we discuss utilizing an AI-native command center infrastructure for high-net-worth focused RIAs, as well as multifamily offices and single-family offices. Our special guest today is David Sawyer. David is CEO and founder of Unlimited AI. Unlimited is one of the latest additions to my organization's Wealth Engineering Expert Sourcing Consortium. So let me start out by asking you, David, your background, along with the dynamics of how you and your team engineered such a robust virtual dashboard for advisors to encompass the entire wealth ecosystem of families and all of their enterprises.
Well, Nick, first, thanks very much for having me. It's great to be here. It's great to participate in your ecosystem. I started in this industry first as an investor and an operator. So I've spent my entire career in finance in the alternatives world. Earlier in my career, I went to law school and dabbled in that world, which I think has been helpful in understanding operational complexity in our world for sure, as it relates to fund documents and legal structures and things of that nature. But when I got into finance, I was instantly drawn to tech and software companies. And so within just a few months of being in this industry, I was investing in my first SaaS business. Love the structure, love the velocity of these businesses. And so I spent 10 years as an investor, but what differentiates me as an investor in this space is the fact that my investors were primarily family offices and high net worth individuals, both directly and through RIAs. And so about 6 years ago in 2020, me and a few partners launched a multifamily office called Legacy Knight, based in Dallas. We had offices in Dallas and Houston. And at Legacy Knight, we were both investing in tech and software companies on behalf of families, but also building family offices for those families. And so I've helped dozens and dozens of family offices structure their organizations. And most importantly, I've worked really closely with them in understanding the pain points they have in their operations, particularly as it relates to private investments. And so I'm very passionate about this problem. I've lived it in my own personal portfolio. I've got about 45 private investments today. And so it's something I deal with quite a bit of complexity. And so when I had the opportunity to sell my interest in the multifamily office about 18 months ago, I was really passionate and thought that this problem needed a solution. And so we started Unlimited. My co-founder, Hunter, worked for me at CAS. I hired him there. He launched a quantitative hedge fund after that, and I backed him to do that. He's like a brother to me. And true story, I love telling this story in our origin, Nick. When I was thinking about Unlimited, I had a name and I had an idea for this company, and I called Hunter up. He was living in Charlotte at the time, doing risk management consulting at Bank of America. And I told him my idea, and he paused and he forwarded me an email with a presentation already built out. And it was about 75% the same company. And so Hunter and
I, is that right?
Story. So we paused on the phone, and it was a providential moment. And that was it. And that was the beginning of Unlimited.
Okay. Interesting. Kindred spirits then.
That's right.
Yeah, well, you've built out a heck of a platform. My organization has been in search of for quite some time as to how do we master the wealth advisory maze in the high net worth advisory world? And how do we take a holistic harmonization of what if we had everything and everyone and any time and anywhere where we could touch on, take a virtual approach to getting everything assembled in one place for high net worth clients? And what if we could do that? And we've been in search of for quite some time, and you and I got to know each other. And as you made me aware of your platform, we're very excited about in embedding you into everything we do here relevant to the high net worth arena. And so can you dig more into that? How you're going about mastering that wealth advisory maze?
Absolutely. We are really at an inflection point in our industry. It started about 18 months ago, 2 years ago, but it continues today. And that inflection point is ultimately what led me to build here. At Legacy Knight, I was a customer of several of the point solutions in our space. I also was investing in wealth tech and looking at the wealth tech space. And so I knew the landscape fairly well, and I saw some of the early technology and what was coming. And my conclusion was that these point solutions could be replaced in an agentic world by a more integrated system where the data communicates, it's all streamlined, it's in one piece of software or platform rather than a patchwork of point solutions. And that ultimately that's what family offices would want if that existed. And so that is why we chose to build what we did. And so we want to own the investment management life cycle of an investment. And that starts when you source investments, that goes through due diligence, it goes through structuring, it goes through mapping, it goes through reporting, and then ultimately it ends when you exit, although we still report after that. But we wanted to own that life cycle for an investment. And why is that important? And the reason why is because today, the vast majority of the context about why investments were made, why they were sized the way they were, why they were put in this entity versus that entity, why they were structured that way, why you chose this manager over another manager. I'm particularly talking about the private markets here, of course. All of that context largely gets lost. Certainly, it gets lost from the time you source and diligence investment. And then when you make it, maybe you have reporting software, or maybe that's a spreadsheet on one hand, and then you have your diligence and things on another, or maybe you have your decks and inbound deal flow in a pipe in an email inbox or things like that. So it's all fragmented. None of it talks to each other. And a lot of that context goes away. And ultimately, that is institutional risk. So all of the institutional knowledge that advisors and families have internally about why they do what they do largely has been lost, and we want to capture all of that. And the way you capture all of that context and intelligence is through owning the data and capturing the data from end to end. And so ultimately, that's why we chose to build what we did. But most importantly, it's not just capturing data; it's automating and orchestrating all the workflows to get there. And so the means by which we capture the data is through the automation and orchestration of all of those operational workflows that today continue to be a massive, massive pain point for family offices and advisors and families they work with, of course.
Absolutely. And how do you, as we work with family offices, the key is, Nick, can you show me where all my stuff is at the same time?
That's right.
Speaking of entity mapping, and it's much more than just stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and ETFs and private equity. It's the manufacturing companies and construction companies that a family owns and all the real estate and so on. Can you touch on
Absolutely.
how you formulated that entity map and tie all that together so it becomes much more visual than just having a reporting platform for liquid assets?
Sure, that absolutely. So first I'll say you touched on this really well. When I think of alternatives, I don't think of large buyout funds exclusively. I think that the industry thinks about private markets and alternatives in this big infrastructure distribution channel type of way. And that's not the reality of how complex families with complex portfolios look today. To your point, they own real assets. They own stakes in operating companies. Maybe they have a majority stake in an operating company that's the family legacy business. They own art. They own things, complex things that aren't easily reported on, and the documentation remains very manual. And so we want to build a platform that's open architecture to report on all of those. It's not just going to be good at managing fund investments, LP interest and buyout funds or things like that. It's also for managing all of your assets in one place. And including publics, including bank accounts and things like that. So with our entity map, we wanted to visualize it in a way that was interactive. We want families to be and their advisors to be able to engage with their data, to customize their data. As you know, I mean, we'll talk about family office here for a second, but if you know one family office, you know one family office. That's the old adage. It's a bit cliche, but it's also true. And for that reason, you the challenge of building software for families with complexity is you have to be able to customize things. You have to be able to give them ways to interact with it and visualize things the way they want to see it. And so with our entity map, we really thought hard about that and worked with a great group of beta users to help us develop the way that needed to look. So, for example, a lot of family offices, they have intra entity loans. They have different trusts owning different, percentages of entities and things like that. You can't just show a real simple org chart like you would with most software today, where it's your big corporate entity and you have a bunch of sub entities, things like that. That's not really how it works. That's not how families structure their entities. They're much more interactive with each other. And so, as we were thinking about how to visualize that data and visualize the map, we really focused on interactivity and customization, and we'll continue to iterate on that in the future too. But we've gotten great feedback on it thus far. Thanks for flagging that.
Oh, it's excellent. It's in motion. Your platform is, instead of having just an abstract family tree, if you will, you've built your platform around that entity, that entity map, and so it's
That's
in
right.
motion. So I can, as you have you have you as we've gone through your due diligence together, and you've shown me, walk through several times how it works. We have ownership, the dynamics of ownership and valuations and tax documents and all that. How's that all, how do you coordinate all that? And you've done an excellent job of creating that environment.
Well, thank you. As I said, we're at an inflection point in this industry, and in the pre-AI era, software largely consisted of static systems of record. And I would say most of the market today, because of how the time it takes and the innovation is still early, still exists on those static systems of record. But staring at data on a screen is not going to be the future of management of complex portfolios like this. It's going to be interactive, it's going to be engaging, and people want to have a much better, much deeper relationship with their data. And that's exactly what we're trying to build.
How do we entwine your technology with tax planning, asset protection, estate planning, and planned giving? And that's what excited us is we can intertwine it all together. Where if we're providing high touch wealth advisory, how do we fuse that from a fusion power standpoint into high touch wealth tech? And you've combined all that together.
Yeah, that's right. One thing I love noting this because I think this often gets overlooked when you talk about private investments is as the pro when I'm talking more broadly about like private equity, private credit, the fund world, things like that. But that world was largely created for tax-exempt investors, large institutional investors. And as that world shifts to a world where high net worth individuals, family offices, advisors, and their clients are investing heavily in private funds and vehicles. I think tax is going to become increasingly important because those structures either have to shift or we have to find new ways to optimize for that. And like I said, the industry is way behind on this. They really only today think often about the tax exempt investors, the big institutions, but that's got to change. And while their distribution focus has shifted a lot to individuals, their structures have not yet caught up. And so I think that's going to be a really interesting space, and it's going to be an interesting challenge to tackle over the next few years.
Oh, absolutely. And it's amazing how it does get overlooked, because usually the focal point when it comes to tax planning is, oh, we're just focused on the tax planning or the investment aspect of it, of taking we get to the year end and we're doing some quick tax planning as far as buying and selling investments and so on. That's not what we're focused on. It's using Turbo-Minute Trust and Turbo-Lead Trust and buy-sell planning and offshore investing and offshore planning and so on. And that's always been our focal point for the past 40 plus years. And if you can show a client how to save, if they have an income, a family has an income of $231 million in 2025, and you can assist them in very prudently with respect to their needs, concerns, objectives, reduce that $231 million in down to $149 million, then we're doing some things. And now we're setting up some rather robust planning structures. And but without your type of platform, it's very difficult to do, because we're having trouble with showing where are you now, where you want to go, and how to get there. Your entity map and all that surrounds that and moving into the future just makes that so much robust and more effective.
Thank you. Yeah, it shows you how early people are in the adoption of tax management, data management, strategy on the digital side, and that our platform today, we integrate in via email and portals, K-1 management. We organize them by entities, and then you can, in one click, ship them all off to your tax advisor. We date them and we categorize them, and we give people some insights into that. And what's fascinating is how many people, when we demo them the tool, they'll say, I'll pay, thousands of dollars a year just for that. And to us, that was a basic aspect of our platform we wanted to include. But even that alone is such a problem, just managing K-1s. If you're in 100 funds or 100 private investments, when you get the K-1, is it an estimate? Is it a final? When is the final going to come? Things like that. Just keeping that on track and management, people were thrilled to have a tool like that on our platform, and we've gotten a lot of use out of that. But I think the sky's the limit, because obviously, once you organize the data, and once you extract and visualize a lot of that data, then you can get much deeper and get m much more robust strategy around your tax situation after that. But it starts with organizing and extracting and visualizing all that data at the beginning.
Yeah, that tax doc management
Right.
becomes an interesting challenge. Ed, can you talk about Layla and
Sure.
what you call your AI Layla, and also talk about your latest version 2.3, what
Sure,
enhancements?
absolutely. So Layla, well, first I have to say Layla's my oldest daughter, and so I wanted to name something
Yeah,
after her.
okay,
We did
cool.
change the spelling to where it has AI in it instead of Leila. But Layla is ultimately, when I was running a complex multifamily office, we were heavily alternatives native. We also GP'd our own vehicles. We had about 30, 38 vehicles, I believe, when I left. And so Layla fills the role of both an investment analyst and an operations associate in a family office or an advisor. And so what she does is she is your eyes and ears on your data. She can quickly synthesize information. She can extract information. She can provide insights. What she doesn't do, of course, is provide investment advice. We're not a registered advisor, and I've already done that. I've been a chief compliance officer and registered a firm, so I don't aspire to do that again here with Unlimited. But what she does do is very quickly organize, gather, synthesize information. And so Layla can provide portfolio exposure. She can run capital call reports. And what's a very common issue in a family office or an advisor is, in a family office, your principal calls you on the phone. They're not looking at the dashboard, or they're not looking in the folders, and they simply call you and say, "Can you give me an answer on something? Can you tell me when this happened or when this transaction occurred?" And then that brings what we call the document scavenger hunt, where you're looking in one folder for a document, you're looking
Scavenger.
in an inbox, you're looking on maybe a software dashboard if you have that, but it's all over the place. And you say, "Let me get back to you on that." And it may take you 30, 45 minutes. If it's a legal question within a PPM or an LPA, you've got to spend an hour reviewing that document. Layla does that for you in seconds. And so we think that's really important. Same thing with an advisor. When your client calls you over the phone, which still happens a lot to this day, and you're looking for information, you want to get it quickly to them. That's what Layla does. She'll run reports for you. You can copy it, you can download it to a spreadsheet, and send that right off. So Layla really streamlines a lot of that manual work that you're spending. In addition to spending probably six figures on an employee to do a lot of that for you today, you're also spending countless hours a week dealing with it and fielding requests and building manual reports in Excel. So that's what Layla does. But really importantly, our long-term vision for Layla is to be your master agent within the platform. And so the future of software isn't just being a system of record or a visualization of data. The future of software is going to be in services. And so we don't just want to organize and visualize data for you. We want to actually do a lot of that work for you. We want her to create investments for you and do things like that. And we're not there yet today, but that's what's coming. When you think about what Claude Cowork does for you in terms of write capabilities and creating things and moving, like that's where we're going, and we want Layla to be that, and we think that we're much closer than people would think to that today.
That's pretty exciting
Yeah,
stuff.
because last thing I'll say on this is that in addition to having very, very expensive software in our industry, most firms also have to hire a consultant or someone to help them manage it or visualize it. And while there are going to be instances where that's still needed, we don't want there to be a need for consultants to have to manage our software. We want it to be streamlined, clear, and intuitive such that between our visualization, excuse me, visualization and our agents, users can manage it internally with ease.
So, if I understand you correctly, Layla, every answer she provides is fully sourced back
That's
to
right.
the direct links and the exact documents.
That's
So
right.
you've got this backup and from a due diligence standpoint.
Correct. And we understand that people are aware of AI today. And that's why in our system, so for example, in our transaction ledger, when a capital call comes in, we don't just record the capital call, the amount, the date, the capital call in the ledger. We actually tag the document to it. And so you can easily just pop the document up in the system, view the amount, view the data. You can download it from there. But we actually tag those and ground that data back to the documents. We think that's important. We want people to be able to see that quickly and visualize it too.
Great. Now can you touch on your latest version
Sure.
and some of the new enhancements?
Sure, absolutely. March was a big month for us. We now have just a hair under 600 million of assets reporting on our platform. We launched in late December, and so that's really about a quarter in. And so we're really pleased with the early momentum and adoption we've seen. The focus for April and then I'll excuse me, March, and I'll tease out April a bit too here, was around the intelligence layer. And so once you orchestrate the workflows, once you extract data, once you're able to source documents easily, once you're able to store and tag and categorize that and automate reporting, well, what's on top of that? And that's the intelligence layer. And that's why context is important. So what we want to do is provide more robust analytics around your investments in the private markets. Today, information in private investments is heavily siloed. It's very opaque. People don't understand a lot of their exposures and liabilities and liquidity risk and things of that nature. And so we will continue to build out more and more features there. But the main things that we shipped this month, number one is you can run scenarios around public market equivalents. And so you can build customized portfolios in the public markets. We've got over 500 public tickers, ETFs largely. So if you want to run a scenario of, 60% SPY and 40% ag, and you want to model your private markets portfolio against that, be our guest. Like that's certainly built out in our system with a lot of customization. If you want to run it against QQQ and all you do is invest in venture, great, we can do that for you too. And so we that that was a big shift for us is we want to start building that intelligence layer. We also are starting to run some portfolio optimization scenarios, Markowitz mean reversion, things like that. My co-founder's a hedge fund guy in his DNA, so wants a lot of that. And so that's a big feature. The other thing too is we are constantly focused on streamlining our UI, making it easier to use, making it cleaner, more intuitive. We've gotten feedback from our family office clients to start. They've told me this, and I took this as such a compliment. They said, "We've looked at everything else in the market. Why is yours so much more intuitive and easy to understand?" And they asked me that earnestly. And of course, I love the question. It's really simple. I've been a customer of the other platforms, and they are complex and hard to use and hard to visualize and understand. And so that's something that we really focus on. One of our first two hires at our company was a chief design officer. And so we prioritize that early on because I think the way a product looks and feels is just as important as what it does. And so that's been a huge focus for us early on. And so those are our major shifts in March. In April, our big ship is reporting. And so in March, we added customized tagging. As you know, going back to it, families want to see their data the way they want to see it. And it's going to vary dramatically between different families. And so that means that we have to have custom tagging. And so what custom tagging allows for is a lot of custom reports you can run. And so that's coming in April. We'll have significant customized reporting capabilities for families, for their principals, as well as for advisors and their clients. The other major feature we're rolling out, and this is a big one, is portal agents. And so we're doing portals very differently than everyone else has done them to date. Historically, you go through the back end, you get an authorization from the portal owner or the manager, you have to give them an email. To do that, we can do that. We give every user a custom email that you can forward things to. You can BCC it. However, we're going to use AI agents to go in on your behalf with your permission to go pull documents. And the reason why that's easier is it's more scalable. There's always another portal. There's always going to be some manager with a new portal that you have to go find, and you have to, find how to get authorization and connect to. We want to eliminate that altogether. And so by using agents to go in through the front rather than the back door, we'll call it, it's much more scalable from a technology standpoint. And so that'll come out in April. We're really excited about that. And once again, every month we want to get closer and closer to our first mission as a company, which is to automate and orchestrate every workflow of managing a complex portfolio that includes a lot of private investments. And so we have a few more hurdles and mountains to climb here. Related to funding capital calls and things like that. But by and large, every month we're going to get closer and closer to getting to a point where we are automating and orchestrating every aspect of managing these investments such that when you're the user, you simply log in, you see your data, you see your performance, you see your activity, you approve financial transactions. But other than that, you're really letting it do the work for you. And we think that that's how software in our space truly scales.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. So you're, if I understand you correctly, you're employed interactive three-dimensional visualization, and you've got all that support mechanism behind it with Layla. And
That's right.
as you're streamlining all that out, where checklists and spreadsheets are going to be gone forever, thank God.
That
And
is the goal. We we we.
obviously your competition is not taking this approach.
That's
They
right.
just want to provide nice, pretty reports and everything becomes a 45-minute project when that client does make a phone call and they're asking for about something.
That's right. We actually own the domain freedomfromspreadsheets.com, just to be clear.
Okay, well, interesting.
Yeah, that was our 4th of July fun project this year.
Huh. Yeah, cool. So you're mastering the maze relevant too. And you're certainly going to help us from a digitization standpoint of all this. And how do we work with $9.5 billion net worth families and dealing with their finding out what their needs, concerns, and objectives are, first of all, and then digging into tax planning, asset protection, estate planning, and plan giving. But if we don't have a visualization and we don't have all the support and background that you're providing through your technology, Layla, if you will, then what do we have? So fusion power. How do we fuse high touch wealth advisory with high touch wealth tech? And here we are. So we're pretty excited about our partnership and look forward to
Thank you.
learning
We are
more.
too.
I know you can't make it to our conference coming up the end of April. Hunter will be here
That's
and
right.
we're excited about that. I know you're having your third child.
Baby number three. Yeah, I think it's
Yeah,
important to
number
note
three.
why I
So
won't be there. I would love to be there, but I think my wife would be pretty unhappy about
yeah,
that.
that'd
So
be, I think she'd get grumpy about that. That
that's
might
right.
be a little bit more important than our conference.
Yeah, thank you.
But
We're
anyway.
excited about it. Hunter's brilliant. He is the brains behind our operation, to be clear. He's a unique person in our space in that he understands the technology side. He knows how to build software, but he also has been through the grind of managing very, very complex private markets portfolios, tons of funds, tons of capital activity. And so he's lived and breathed it too as an analyst and a VP in the private markets world, in addition to being a tech and software person. So Hunter will be a great person to be at the conference. And I think people really get a lot of insights out of his knowledge and understanding of the space and where we're going.
Okay, well, great. Look forward to meeting him and hanging out with him. So we've covered a lot of territory, David. What final thoughts might you have as we wrap things up?
I would just close by saying this is an incredibly exciting time in our space. And I think that where we'll be in 5 years will be so dramatically far ahead of where we were 2 years ago, certainly where we were 5 years ago. Even when I got into this in the last 2 years, it's moved so dramatically. But In addition to the awareness of how much this is moving, that's been a big piece of this. I think the technology is moving so fast. And so what I've always tried to focus on at Unlimited is not just trying to focus on solving the problem for people and really trying to make this easier for people. I deeply understand these frustrations people have, but we want to ride that wave. And so we'll always try to stay as far ahead of the curve as possible or at the tip of the spear of innovation. I don't know where we'll be in a year or 2 years in terms of what agents are capable of and what the models are capable of, but I do know that we are going to harness that technology and we're going to apply it to our space to make technology better for users in our space. And that's what we're committed to doing at Unlimited. Yeah,
Okay,
this
well,
will
that's
never stop.
fantastic. We want to work with firms that are on top of the wave, not the bottom of the wave,
Thank you.
and introduce out to all the firms that we work with. So in conclusion, I hope you gain more insight into how you can utilize our wealth engineering hub and the other entities that make up my family of companies in coordination with David and United AI or Unlimited AI and the rest of our expert sourcing team, to gain more success and control within the wealth management arena. Now, you can learn more about Unlimited AI by visiting their website at unlimited.ai. That's unlimited.ai. And the main site of my family of companies is mywehub.com. And my direct email address is nick@mywehub.com. Again, thank you, Dave, for participating in our PowerCast. And thanks again for all those of you listening in. Have a great day.
Absolutely. Thanks very much for having me, Nick.
Thanks again.